This debate over budgets and deficits is about more than just numbers on a page. It's about more than just cutting and spending. It's about the kind of future that we want. It's about the kind of country that we believe in. Any serious plan to tackle our deficit will require us to put everything on the table and take on excess spending wherever it exists in the budget. A serious plan doesn't require us to balance our budget overnight. In fact, economists think that with the economy just starting to grow again, we need a phased-in approach. But it does require tough decisions and support from our leaders in both parties now.
I think all of us understand that this debt that hangs over our head hurts our economy and hurts our ability to create jobs in America. I think all of us understand that not meeting our obligations, our debt obligations, is a very bad idea, and nobody wants to take that risk. But having said that, it is time for us to get serious about the big challenges that face our country.
Resting on the bottom of that pool is a big alligator. Ann Marie Donovan owns the Newport Richey home. That gator's taking a dip in her pool. Donovan says her husband first noticed the alligator when he came home for lunch. A trapper showed up to get the gator out of the pool. She got a rope around the gator's snout, and it began to roll around in the water. At one point, the gator took a chunk out of the tile. It was a tug of war between the gator and the trapper. The trapper finally got the gator's head out of the pool. She asked a neighbor for help, taping its jaws shut. That neighbor, Paul Michael, says taping those jaws shut was scary.
Well, I'm not fond of any kind of lizards, and she kept asking me to tape it further and further closer to her hands, and that was pretty tough to do.
From afar, it looks like dust rising from the Japanese town of Minami Sanriku. But those standing on higher ground then realize this is the tsunami they had feared. You can hear the roar of the water bulldozing through cars and buildings. Then the horrifying sight of people running away from the water, literally running for their lives. One woman runs just ahead of the wave, carrying the roof of a building, and the camera moves away. The person who uploaded the footage commented that all those in the field survived. But they say nothing about these residents,